Hey, good morning, everyone. We are right into week 11 now, and we actually have about five, 6 more weeks before the season is over and the playoffs starts. And just want to welcome Mike Holt, co-host Jed Lamb. Jed, good morning to you.
Good morning. Happy Friday.
Jim, good morning from Scottsdale.
Hey, good morning.
All right. Hey, before we even talk about the NFL and we talk about news and notes, the NBA draft was this Wednesday. And so let me actually ask you guys a separate question different from the NFL. Jim, I'm going to start with you. What was the NBA move, whether it was trades or signings or drafts, that stuck out to you this week?
The NBA move, I would say the thing that stuck out the most is that Klay Thompson is going to be done for the year. I know that the Golden State Warriors drafted James Wiseman. I know they traded for Kelly Oubre from the Oklahoma City Thunder. But I think losing Klay Thompson for another year because of an Achilles is going to hurt them.
Yeah, totally. I mean, I totally agree. I think a lot of times people are saying it's like the Derrick Rose injury. He comes back after a year, he gets injured right again. And when he comes back, that's 2 years off. Will he ever be the same player ever again? Yeah.
And I think he hurt himself doing like a pickup basketball game or something like that.
Yeah. I was in a pickup game, so it's kind of sad. But that's a good one. I like that. I was going to say for me, just Oklahoma City, I think just all the moves they made, I'm trying to figure out what their strategy is. You know, I think that was interesting how many, I think I read that they have 20 first round picks in the first, in the next 3 or 4 years or something. So, you know, it's just interesting seeing there. I think the other one is Philadelphia.
Oh, Philadelphia is great.
Yeah, now with Daryl Morey there, you could tell he's got a real plan. They're sticking with Simmons. They're sticking with Joel Embiid. Yep. And they're surrounding them with shooters, Danny Green, Seth Curry. I mean, this is a really nice moves they've made. I could see Philadelphia being moving quite up the ranks next year.
Oh, my gosh. And at the same time, Oklahoma is really, really doing pretty well in terms of trading assets. They traded away Chris Paul and everything like that, Damian Schrader over to the LA Lakers. They're building something from the ground up, though.
Yeah, exactly. You got to feel like they have some kind of a plan. The other one is, I was trying to remember who got traded up to Milwaukee. There's the
the guy from Sacramento, but I think that trade got voided.
But then Drew Holiday also got traded over there from
that's it. Drew Holiday. Okay. So Drew Holiday with Giannis, that is really interesting. I wonder if that could help him potentially stay. And so that would be because Drew Holiday is really underrated. He's a solid point guard. We'll see how that works out.
Yep. Now, at the same time, Drew Holiday, the guard from I always mess up his name, Bogdanovich and all that stuff, rejected a sign and trade over in the Milwaukee. So I'm still trying to figure out why in the world would he reject a trade to Milwaukee?
I mean, if we're also talking about that, I'm surprised that Gordon Hayward rejected his player option for like 20-something million from Celtics.
34 million.
Is it 30? I was like, either he's got tons of money or he really hates the Celtics.
Yeah, you could see the dysfunction there. I mean, to me, it's a clear sign he's on his way out. So it will be interesting to see what happens.
Yeah.
The only thing I'm surprised, though, is Brad Stevens was his college coach, and so you thought it would be really good. Now, the team that actually is rumored hot after him, New York Knicks. Tom Thibodeau.
Yeah, that's interesting. You know, the Knicks, we'll see if the Knicks can ever climb out of that hole they've been in for so many years. Yeah.
Oh, hey, last thing, the one that stuck out to me, I think a lot of times it's the all-time, Taj Gibson was waived by Tom Thibodeau ahead of free agency over at the New York Knicks.
So
favorite player, Taj Gibson, has been.
Wow. I forgot. Yeah.
Yeah, that's surprising, actually.
But they cleared out. If you looked at it, New York now has $40 million in cap space. The problem with the New York Knicks, they always have tons of cap space, but they always waste all their money signing stupid players.
All right. Hey, let's go to NFL a little bit. And Did any of you guys watch the game last night, Jim or Jed? Did any of you guys watch?
Yeah. I wish Kyler Murray did better.
Yeah. The defense, I think Seattle defense really stole the show. They played pretty well. And maybe we could have expected that after the loss last week. And again, that's a good hint for us. You know, it's always good to know teams coming off of losses because, you know, they usually turn things around. So that was a nice win for Seattle. But agree, could have done with a couple more touchdowns, but still not too bad.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, I just kept rooting for Kenyon Drake because he was near a couple of times, and there was one he got into first and goal, I think, on the 5-yard line. I was so hoping that he would grab that touchdown.
Tommy and I are playing in the league together, and I was playing Chase Edmonds as well as Kyler Murray. So a late touchdown by Chase Edmonds saved me, or at least got me at least 13 points from Chase Edmonds.
You know, I was going to tell you guys, I think Kenyon Drake, because I think the stat is he's got a touchdown in 3 of the last 4 games. I think Drake, you could actually argue now that you should be starting him over Edmonds. He's been performing better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Now, did you also notice Carlos Hyde was running all over the Arizona Cardinals? Yeah. Wow, was he pretty good yesterday?
Yeah, I picked him up in a couple leagues, had him, and once I knew he was starting, got a couple points from him. So that was good. But that should be a one-week thing because once Chris Carson comes back, it'll go back to him.
Yeah.
Hey, a couple of news and notes. A lot of times I'm going to comment. Guys, first of all, DeAndre Swift did not play concussion, probably will not play in week 11. Thoughts on DeAndre Swift?
That's disappointing. Hopefully, you know, I thought he was really ready to take over for these last 3 games and leading into the playoffs too, you know, so I would watch that closely because he's the kind of guy that could really carry you in the playoffs as they want to see him and feature him. And, you know, Adrian Peterson is really probably towards the end of the season should be more tired and like get less time. So watch that one closely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Jim, San Francisco 49er news. Jamichael Hasty is now out for the season, broken collarbone. Debo Samuel will probably return in week 12. Jimmy Garoppolo sheds the walking boot, hopeful that he will return in 2020. Raheem Mostert should be able to play in week 12. Thoughts on anyone in San Francisco?
Yeah, I actually think, you know, I picked up Debo Samuel because he was available in some of the wires. And I actually think Mostert will come back and help a team in the playoffs. I know that will make Tommy happy because I know he's stashed all these players in his injured reserve, hoping that he can sneak into 8th or 7th place and then win the championship.
I like Mostert a lot. I think of that group, Mostert is the guy. And I've got him on at least one league. I've got him on my IR waiting to come off. So, and he's such a talent. You know, if he's going to start playing week 12, he's perfect for the playoffs.
Look, I'm telling you, Jed, Mostert's on my IR. Zach Ertz is on my IR. Christian McCaffrey's on my IR. Everyone, Calvin Ridley's on my IR, and I'm playing.
McCaffrey should be coming out this week too, right? McCaffrey.
No, he's going to be delayed one more week, so it's going to be the following week. So Mike Davis is going to play this week, but that's a disappointment because McCaffrey. I'm like, he came back and then he got injured his shoulder, and then he's out for a couple weeks.
Yeah, Jed, let me ask you: Zach Ertz back at practice? If he plays, are you starting him this week?
No, you know, I think the Philly game is, I just never not confident in it. So personally, not me. I'd be looking elsewhere.
Got it. Jim, Drew Brees is out 2 weeks after additional testing. If you had Drew Brees on your team, are you picking up James Winston to play?
I think I would consider it. Especially, I mean, how about this? If I was playing daily, I actually would really pick Jameis Winston to play against the Falcons because the Falcons always give up the most points to quarterbacks in fantasy. Whether or not I want to keep him on my team long term, I think there's a couple other quarterbacks. Like, for instance, Ben Roethlisberger. I picked him up last week because he was available in some of the waivers, and he's been doing great the last few weeks. But I think this week Winston will do well.
Got it. Jed, Alan Lazar remains limited on Thursday but should be able to play this week. Are you even picking him up at all?
No, I think Scantling actually probably is still of those two the pick right now. But, you know, let's just wait and see. It's just that number two position has not been solidified in Green Bay. And so I think it's tricky. If anything, really, I'd probably want to stay away from both.
Yeah. Well, and then they always go back and forth. 1 week, Scantling will do well. Another week, Lazar will do well. Maybe Tonyan might throw in there somewhere. But you can never tell who's going to do well.
Couple of injury news. Kenny Galladay practice again Thursday, should be able to be playing. Calvin Ridley not progressing, will probably not play. Greg Olsen tore his plantar fasciitis plantar fascia in week 11. And Jed, let me get your thoughts. Jordan Howard expected to sign with the Eagles practice squad. Are you signing Jordan Howard?
No, definitely not. Not signing the former Bear. I think Miles Sanders is the guy there.
Yeah. And Jed, let me say this. Do you know why they dumped Jordan Howard?
No.
Because they Miami has the pickup of the year in Salvin Ahmed, who we're talking about on Tuesday.
Yeah. He had such a great, breakout. So we'll see if that continues.
I picked him up across all my leagues. I am starting him in flex all my games this week.
You think he's really? I mean, you think he's really that good? Because I have him in a couple of the leagues, but I'm not starting him this week.
The only thing I care about is 84% of all of the rushing attempts. So yeah. A lot of times, if you're giving them all of these rushing attempts and Myles Gaskin is completely out for the next couple of weeks, I like the volume of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Miami does have – and they're playing Broncos this week, so it should be okay.
Plus, Miami has, I think going forward, has the easiest schedule from an NFL perspective.
Hey, let's take a look at different schedules for this week. The teams on byes are the 49ers, Bears, Bills, and Giants. Jim, I'm going to start with you. Which game are you predicting in terms of upset this week, or which game do you like this week?
You know, from a fantasy perspective, I'm not looking at it from an upset. But the Bengals versus Washington game, I really like the players there. I think T. Higgins will have a great day. I think you're going to get a touchdown from Gio Bernard. I love the direction that Washington and Ron Rivera is doing, because if you looked at last week, Gibson did well, Kissick did well, Alex Smith did well, and I actually think that Terry McLaurin, he started slow, but he's doing pretty well as well, too, from a fantasy perspective.
Yeah. Jed, I know this is your favorite segment every single week. Which game are you looking at this week?
I agree on where Jimmy was going. You know, I was going to say, as far as fantasy points, you know, Steelers, Jags, that's a huge point differential there, 10.5 point spread. So expect a lot of points from the Steelers. I like the Chiefs Raiders game. I think you could have a lot of points to be had there, should, you know, be high scoring. Chiefs are 8-point favorites. I think that's a little high. I think the Raiders could probably cover there, so that might be one. But the outright upset I like is the Cowboys are playing the Vikings. Mm-hmm. Andy Dalton is back. Yeah, the Vikings are 7-point favorites, but they're coming off of the bye week. They had 2 weeks. Dalton is back. I don't think the Vikings are as good as people think. I think I'd like the Cowboys in that game.
Mm. Yep. Jed, I totally agree. That was the one that I was going to pick. The Cowboys will hand the Minnesota Vikings a loss, and here's why. It will not even be Ezekiel Elliott, who is having a tight hamstring. They will be throwing it all day with Andy Dalton coming back. Minnesota is currently giving up the 6th most passing yards per game with 268 yards. You're going to see CeeDee Lamb doing really well. You're going to see Amari Cooper doing really, really well. You're not going to see very much by the other guy over there. But
Michael Gallup.
Yeah, you're not going to hear anything from Michael Gallup, but you're going to see a big day from Amari Cooper and CeeDee Lamb.
You guys really think so? See, I think that Dalvin Cook, Justin Jefferson, Adam Thielen, I mean, I think they're clicking these days, those guys.
Except you saw from the Bears game, they did do a decent job of starting Dalvin Cook. And so I bet you Dallas is going to see that, stop the run, and then from that point and just throw all day against their secondary.
Yeah, I think the Vikings will get their points. So if I have those players, I'm still playing them. I'm not counting on the Cowboys offense, but I do think the Cowboys offense will score more points. So I would start all my players on both teams.
You guys are putting too much trust into Andy Dalton. I just don't have trust into Dalton.
Yeah. Hey, let's talk a little bit about sleepers and busts today. Jim, I'm starting with you. Which players do you like, sleepers? Which players do you hate this week?
You know, let me pull it up right now. The player that I really, I think I said this again, I love the two running backs from Washington. I like McKissick and I like Gibson. I think Ron Rivera is doing a great job using his running backs, similar to how Cleveland uses it with Chubb as well as Hunt. And I actually think that they will run it with Gibson and they will throw it with McKissick, and they're going to have another great week this week as well, too. The players that I do not like is the players from the Los Angeles Rams, as well as also the Tampa Bay Buccaneers when they play each other. They have two good defenses, and I do not think Jared Goff is going to have a good week, nor do I think that Tom Brady is going to have a good week, which is very disappointing for me because I got Robert Woods, and I also have Chris Godwin, but I'm not playing either of them this week.
Wow, that's big. That's a big gutsy call. For me, I've been talking about staying away from the Chargers backfield all season long, but this is the one week. If you pick up Elijah, I might start him here. They're playing the Jets. That could be a good sleeper pick. I think Justin Herbert, I think they're going to beat the Jets, and Justin will get his win, but there could be some nice points there for the Chargers.
And plus, Jed, you love the revenge games, right? Balazs played for the Jets. They cut him. And now, at the same time, they're playing against the Jets. I think they're just going to give it to him. Herbert and Balazs would do really well. And Keenan Allen. You're going to see a lot from Keenan Allen. And another person who I like, Mike Williams, will do really, really well. So in the last week, he had two catches for 38 yards. But before that, he had five catches for 81 yards, five catches for 99 yards, and in week five catches for 109 yards. You're going to see Mike Williams, Keenan Allen, and Balazs doing well against the Jets.
I know before we started, we talked about some of the trades that we love or we regretted. Last week, I traded Josh Allen for Justin Herbert, and I actually think that is going to be a good trade. For going into my playoffs, I think Justin Herbert will have a better game than Josh Allen.
Yeah. Interesting. Yeah. Is that a dynasty or that's just single season?
It's just single season. But okay. Dynasty, I made sure I picked up Justin Herbert early on.
Hey, a couple other plays I want to look at as well, too. In terms of if you're looking for a tight end, take a look at Hayden Hurst of the Atlanta Falcons. And the reason why is Atlanta is playing the New Orleans Saints, which is allowing a league high 9 tight end targets per game and has already allowed 6 touchdowns to the tight end, which is tied for 4th most in the NFL. And so Hayden Hurst is someone, especially right now, if you don't have a tight end, pick him up because he's available in a lot of different wires. Justin Herbert, I said he's going to do well. Mike Williams is going to do well. CD Lamb's going to do well. The one that is not going to do well is Ezekiel Elliott is not going to do well. And look, I mean, you're going to start him just because he's Ezekiel Elliott, but don't expect very much from him because they are playing the Minnesota Vikings, a tough run defense, and they're going to do everything they can to stop. And plus, with the tight hamstring, he's just not going to do well.
Do you guys think at some point they're going to shut him down?
No, because they're 2-7. They still have a chance to win their division because that's how bad the division is.
That division is horrible.
Look, as bad as they are, they could still be first place if they win this week.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy. Another one I'll mention, too, is the Texans. They're playing the Patriots. Texans had a bad outing last week, but I think they could bounce back. So if you've got your Texans players, I think you want to put them in. There's some points to be had here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hey, we were talking about trades a little bit, and Jim, if you were to reflect upon this season, what is the one trade that you regret most or that you celebrate the most because you said, wow, I can't believe I got this trade?
I think the trade I regretted the most, I had Dak Prescott, Josh Allen, and Kyler Murray. And I really wanted Jonathan Taylor. So I traded Kyler Murray for Jonathan Taylor. And that is the worst trade I made this season. And I was banking on the fact that I had Dak and I had Josh and I was willing to give up Kyler. But as we've seen, Kyler might be the potential MVP for this year.
Jed, what do you think? What is one trade that you regret? What is one trade that you're celebrating because of what you made?
You know, honestly, I can't think of ones that I really regretted. I think most of my trades worked out pretty well. The one that I think back on is I traded in one league, I had McCaffrey, and I did not draft Mike Davis. Oh. And so I had to get Davis, and I traded away Justin Jefferson to get him. It was a high price, but I kind of don't regret it because I needed the back. You know, I needed to be able to play, you know, his replacement. But if you look at the actual points, that's probably, you know, a little bit lopsided.
Now, I will ask you, Jed, do you regret the Julio Jones trade?
Well, it was Julio Jones for
Mike Davis, and there was someone else. I forgot what it was.
Yeah, it was Davis and another wide receiver. Yeah, see, that was another one, too. I mean, no, I don't regret that because Julio, I mean, you know, he's actually had more touchdowns this year than we normally expect. So he's been pretty good. But again, I think I was trading from a pretty heavy, strong wide receiver pool. So no, I don't regret that.
Yeah. The one for me that I'm still trying to figure out if it went well or good right now is turning into bad. I traded Allen Robinson, who's not really good, and Kenny Galladay, who I love, for George Kittle and Diontae Johnson. Suddenly, the following week, George Kittle goes out. Diontae Johnson has been wide receiver one if he plays similar to Kenny Galladay. But the problem is he's so inconsistent, and so he's always injured at every single time.
And there's also two other really good receivers next to him as well, too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I was banking on George Kittle. I love George Kittle, and I always would try to get George Kittle. And so a lot of times I was very frustrated when he went out that following week with the injury.
Oh, this year I think the tight end position has been the most volatile. If you really look at it, George Kittle, Mark Andrews, only Travis Kelce, and even Travis Kelce's output has not been as great as in past years. Yeah. So the tight end position has not produced this year.
I've been surprised about Mark Andrews. I actually thought that he would do pretty well this year, but he has not, especially the last few weeks, he's just not done well.
Yeah, I've got him in Dynasty. I've thought about dropping him. He may not be one of the players I hold on to because it's just, he hasn't produced. And I think it's all tied to Lamar Jackson.
Yeah.
And honestly, the most surprising tight end that emerges out of the group, Rob Gronkowski, has really emerged.
Yeah,
he has. That was a surprise. He's become a touchdown red zone target. The other guy I like, though, is Waller. I like Waller in Las Vegas. I think he could be, like, heading into next year, that's someone that, you know, I would want to target. He looks really good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or, at the same time, the person I've been watching, if he stays healthy because he's had an ankle injury, Noah Fant has actually been pretty decent when he plays. Drew Lock actually has targeted him pretty well. Mm-hmm.
The other person I like is from tight end Logan Thomas from Washington. He's actually done pretty well the last few weeks, and he's available on waivers.
Oh, that's interesting. The guy I was thinking of is Jonnu Smith in Tennessee. He has that size and speed. We'll see if they continue to pick him up.
He did really well for me early on, but the last few weeks, Tannehill has struggled, and so as a result, he's struggled because he was getting like a touchdown or two every game for at least three or four games, and then now it's like nothing, you know? So,
yeah, I don't know what's wrong with Tennessee.
Mm-hmm. Hey, let's take a look at start or sit. I want to be able to give you some scenarios and see which one you think. Jed, I'll start with you. Pick one of the three. Nyheim Hines, Brandon Cook, or Antonio Brown. Who would you start in terms of flex? Nyheim Hines, Brandon Cook, Antonio Brown.
You know, given what you just said about Calvin Ridley, I think Antonio Brown. Oh, no, Calvin Ridley's over with us on my team. I was going to say, I like Antonio Brown. If you look at his targets, they've gone up. He had three catches the first game, seven catches the second, and actually led the team. But, you know, like you said, the Tampa Bay Bucs might struggle this week. So, actually, I'm going to go with Nyheim Hines. I like Hines as a pickup. We liked him early on in the year, and I think Jonathan Taylor has unfortunately faded out of the picture there. So I'm going to go with Hines.
Yeah. Hey, actually, Jim, before I ask you to comment, so going with what you just said, Jed, would you then start Nyheim Hines over Jonathan Taylor? Is he completely out for you now?
For me, I would. If I had a choice between those two, I would take Hines because of the backfield catches. Taylor is strictly, just running now, and he's not involved in the third down situation. So I think Hines is the better pickup.
Yeah. Yes. Joe, which one do you like, Hines, Cook, or Brown?
You know, so I'll say that about Hines. I agree with Jed, especially unless you have a dynasty league. If you have a dynasty league, I would really at least consider keeping Taylor. But look, I mean, we're entering the playoffs. You've got a couple more games. You don't want to waste precious space by keeping Taylor when you got Hines out there. So I would dump him. There's a couple other good players like Ahmed from Miami that you can pick up. With that said, I do think that Brandon Cooks will be a better flex player than Hines. They're playing the Patriots. Deshaun Watson's supposed to have a really good day. Brandon Cooks has been consistent in scoring in the teams from a fantasy perspective. And so he's a safer pick than Hines.
Got it. Jim, let me ask you, if you had your chance between Chase Claypool or Diontae Johnson, who would you pick? You're playing the Jaguars. Chase Claypool or Diontae Johnson?
Here's my thing. I'm always a risk taker. So I can look at Deontay Johnson and I could say, look, I'm going to get my 14, 15 points from Deontay Johnson, or I could have a potential 30 point from Chase Claypool because he's the guy who's going to run and Roethlisberger is going to chuck it down to him. So for me, I would go after Chase Claypool.
Would you say differently, Jed?
No, actually, I like that. And then, like I said before, I like Claypool because they involve him in the run game. You know, they use him in so many different ways. And so, and this is going to be a blowout game. The Steelers and the Jags, you know, this should be high scoring, a lot of points. Yeah. So I like that pick. I think I'd go with Claypool too.
All right, Jen, let me ask you a quick question. If you had a quarterback, let's say Drew Brees is out, which quarterback are you starting? Jameis Winston, Kirk Cousins against Dallas, or Cam Newton against the Texans?
Oh, sorry, was that to me? Yeah. I like Winston a lot. I think Winston is going to light it up for New Orleans. I think he's in a perfect position. This guy can play. He's been waiting, you know, in the wings. And I think it might be a one-hit wonder kind of thing, but I think he could have a great week this week.
Jim, who do you think?
You know, I actually would choose Winston as well, too. I think he's got something to prove. He's playing for a future similar to how Teddy Bridgewater did it last year. And I actually think that given the matchup for this week, he's going to have a really good week. I think that will also help Michael Thomas, who's been somewhat forgotten, to also have a good week. But actually all across the board, I think him, Cousins, and Cam Newton, they're going to have decent weeks just because of who they're playing.
I would agree with you as well, too. And do not be surprised that this is a blow-up game for Michael Thomas. A lot of times, Jameis Winston is going to go to the best wide receiver he wants to do well. Who's going to benefit? Alvin Kamara is going to benefit, but also Michael Thomas. And do not be surprised if Michael Thomas has his best game of the season this week.
Yeah, I hope so. Thomas has had a bad season. You know, it's been a really down season for him. So I hope you're right.
Yeah. Jim, let me ask you, Amari Cooper or Tyler Boyd?
You know, I would go towards Amari Cooper. I actually think that with Dalton, Cooper's been the safest bet. I think CeeDee Lamb is the receiver that Dalton seems to like the most, at least from the one game that they played together. But I think both Cooper as well as CeeDee Lamb will have a good week. Tyler Boyd I like as well, too, but it seems that T. Higgins has emerged as the number one favorite in Cincinnati, even more so than Tyler Boyd or even more so than A.J. Green.
Jed, your thoughts on Jerry Jeudy or Marquise Brown?
Ooh. Marquise Brown, the guy.
Yeah, Marquise Brown. You know, I've seen people dropping him. He's definitely available in some waiver wires. You know, let's see. Jerry Jeudy, they're playing the Dolphins. Marquise Brown, they're playing the Titans. I like Jeudy there. I think that game with the Dolphins, that's a winnable game. We'll see how Drew Lock does, but I think I'd take Jerry Jeudy there.
Yeah, got it. Jim, who would you play out of the three in terms of flex? Travis Fulcombe, Will Fuller, or Philip Lindsay?
Oh, I would choose Will Fuller. I think Fulcombe last week, Rieger has at least had more passes thrown to him. Fulcombe, so their attention is going to be divided with Carson Wentz. Fuller, I mean, like we said, I think that's going to be a game where a lot of points are going to score. And Fuller always gets his long touchdowns, which always helps your team. So I would choose Fuller.
Yeah, I agree with that. Fuller is a clear number one. Fulcombe has been a disappointment. You know, after Rieger came back, I think Fulcombe has started to decline. So if you've been counting on him for the playoffs, you need to be cautious because it's not looking good for him.
Got it. And let me ask you a quick question, Jed, on Philip Lindsay. Philip Lindsay or Melvin Gordon?
That's tough. Lindsay had a really bad week last week. But man, I think Lindsay has more talent than Gordon. So I'm hoping that would come out. So I think I'd still pick Lindsay.
Yeah.
Got it. And the last one, I want to get both of your pick one of the three for flex. Salvin Ahmed, Duke Johnson, or DJ Chark? Jim, let me start with you.
I know Tommy's going to go with Ahmed, right? Duke Johnson last week, I mean, he scored, 15 points 2 weeks ago. But last week, he only scored about 5 or 6 fantasy points. And then who's the last one? Oh, DJ Chark. Yeah. I go with Chark. You know, I think Chark, again, we've talked about last week, he didn't have the best game. but I think Chark has the best potential out of the three to have a good week given the matchups, but also given the quarterback that he has as well.
But at the same time, before I get Jed comment, the only thing with the matchups, they are playing the Pittsburgh Steelers though.
But see, I think that's a good matchup because they're going to be behind. They're going to have to throw the ball to catch up. And so I think Chark's the main guy. I agree with Jimmy there. I think Chark's the pick there.
I mean, you're right. Roethlisberger is going to throw it to his three wide receivers. Jacksonville is going to have to catch up. And they're just going to go long to Chark. So I would choose Chark.
You're all wrong. Salvin Ahmed all day. I'm so starting Salvin Ahmed. And so on Tuesday, Jed, I'm going to come back and say, look at Salvin Ahmed, the highlight, the game of the week, the player of the week. It goes to Ahmed here.
Jed, this is also the guy who placed all of his bets on Daniel Jones to win his fantasy league this year.
Daniel Jones, Kenyon Drake. Who else do I have?
Galladay
has been pretty good. It's Parker who's been killing me, and Kenyon Drake who's been killing me, and Daniel Jones who killed me.
Parker has been a disappointment the last couple of weeks. I don't know why. I thought Tua and him would have a better connection, but they just haven't. They've been featuring the running game, so it just hasn't been enough. So, but yeah, that's been a disappointment.
Tom, can I highlight a couple of really good players? I know I love Jacoby Myers. I love Damian Harris, and I love Michael Pittman Jr. So if those guys are out on your waiver wire still, I think you should take a look at them.
Yeah. Michael Pittman especially, I do want to see how T.Y. Hilton is completely gone. I think a lot of times you're going to see Michael Pittman emerge out of – and Damian Harris, unless for some reason Sony Michel comes and then Bill Belichick decides to split carries between those, he is the player to own. And Jacoby Myers – I think he will emerge as your number one wide receiver, former quarterback and now wide receiver. He's done really, really well. All right. Hey, we will talk. Jed, we'll talk on Tuesday morning, and we're going to talk about all about Ahmed.
We'll see. We'll see who wins.
Got it. Well, hey, thanks, everyone. And for more information on to follow us. I am looking. Here we go. Here's the right one. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram at fantasymatchup.nfl. That's fantasymatchup.nfl. Thanks, guys.
We should do a basketball one day, too.
No, we're not doing basketball. It takes up too much time.
It is a long season.
The worst is baseball, too. All right. We'll talk soon, everyone.